My name is Kimberly Miller. I'm Eric Taylor's half-sister. I'm not in touch with Michael Taylor anymore, but Eric is my brother, and there are some things I want to say in his defense because he's been accused of some horrible things in these videos. When we were growing up, Eric was this really sweet, precocious, outgoing kid. He had this amazing head of hair, these blonde curls that my mother would never cut because she loved them so much, and he got all this attention because of them. Eric has been an actor since he was in diapers. He was always putting on shows and telling jokes, and he was really persistent at it. And the truth is he wasn't even that funny, but you kind of couldn't help but laugh. And whenever I had a bad day, I would go to Eric to have him cheer me up. Eric is just a real people pleaser. He just wants everybody to be happy. And I think that that was his biggest weakness. Our mom had an on and off drinking problem from the time that she was young. She was always a little depressed, and she started drinking to deal with the depression. And it began to really interfere with her life. You know, she stopped making dinner, and she started missing appointments, and Michael would just get really, really frustrated. And he would scream at her, and he would call her a drunk, and he would just call her all of these horrible names. And it was just, it was awful. And, I mean, I was lucky, because I could leave. I was old enough so that I could just go somewhere else, but Mary and Eric were stuck there. They were stuck in the middle of it. So, of course, Eric would try to get in the middle, and he would try to play peacekeeper, and he would try to make everybody happy, which, of course, in the end, was impossible. Michael Taylor filed for divorce in 93, and it just got really ugly. I mean, he used everything against her. He wouldn't give her anything. He called her horrible names, and, of course, he used her drinking to get custody of Mary and Eric. Losing her kids for Carly, I mean, I just, I can't even describe what we went through, but Eric never forgave his father for doing that to our mom, and to this day, he's still much closer with our mom than he is with his father or his stepmom. Watching these videos, I feel like the whole situation is playing out all over again. I mean, this woman, Sue Hart, she was obviously in a really bad marriage, and Eric saw that, and he probably saw all of our mother's problems in her, and he just wanted to help, the same way he always just wanted to help everyone. He's been betrayed in such a negative light, but I know Eric, and he could never, ever hurt anyone. He would never. There's one more thing I want to say. Michael Taylor was in communication with Eric way more than he's admitting. They were in touch right up until the week that he was kidnapped. Now, don't ask me how I know this, but I know. I don't know what was said in those conversations, but I know that they were long. Now, Michael, Carly and I, on Eric's behalf, are asking that anything you know is brought to light. I think it's been way too long for this information to not come to public light. If you really want to get him back, then you will not withhold any information that you have that could be crucial to this investigation. You will tell us whatever